Hi, this is Richard Campbell from .NET Rocks and Run As Radio here at the Dev Intersection Countdown Show at Channel 9, and I found myself a Ryan J. Salva. Hello,
hey,
sir.
Hey, man. Thank you so much for having me in here.
I'm really excited to have you at the show, too.
Yeah, dude.
You are like my favorite hybrid mobile guy. You do all the things, right?
You want to give me a hug?
Absolutely. A little C sharp, a little JavaScript, like however you want to code to make a mobile app work.
Yeah, I mean, like, basically, I love anything that puts, like, funny little things. Oh, I don't have my phone on me.
Right.
But anything that puts, like, good apps on your device, whether it is C sharp, whether it is JavaScript, whether it's working with the DOM, whether it's working with JavaScript Core, anything that you can do, whether it's Unity or Unreal, man.
You can do that for your phone,
absolutely.
Too. When I think, we have a group of folks out there these days working for companies that they need to, they're not trying to make the new Angry Birds. They're trying to make the app that allows their company to interact with their customer through the phone.
We have a lot of those customers.
And it's a long tail problem, right? You want it to work for everybody's device.
Yeah. And, you know, I think this is not a problem that is just for small organizations. Mm-hmm. This is a problem for medium and large organizations and everything in between.
Sure.
Where, like, we've essentially got a system where we've got these walled gardens in the iOS world and in the Google world and even in the Windows world, right? Where often we are in a position where if we want to deliver our app to one of those, we've got to rewrite it again in another language for the other one. And I don't like walled gardens.
No.
I like to dig tunnels going underneath the ground, underneath that wall, to the next garden over. And for me, cross-platform development, specifically with Xamarin, with React Native, and with Cordova, are like the money ways to do that.
Nice.
Right? Yeah.
Well, and I also really respect this idea of as soon as you know, a mobile app is a living thing. There are new versions of the OS is coming out. There's updates all the time. Like, you have to stay on it. You don't get to just build it, done.
It's a
constant process.
That process of maintaining it. Like, a lot of people, when they're thinking about having to build for multiple platforms,
right?
They think about that initial cost of building, I don't know, iOS first, and then Android, and then Windows, right? They often, like, it's not until maybe 3 or 6 months after they've done the initial V1 launch that they realize, like, oh, wait a minute. I've actually got to continue making code changes two, three times over again when I'm doing maintenance.
A new version of iOS rolls out and your app breaks.
Yeah.
If you don't on it, you've got a problem.
Totally. And I think one of the other niceties, kind of the unexpected benefits, if you will, of using any of these cross-platform frameworks like Xamarin and React Native is that they kind of can abstract away some of those underlying platform changes so that not only if you do have to make changes, you're only making them once, right?
Yeah, but one project, all of them.
One project, all of them. But sometimes their abstraction has already taken care of some of the underlying platform changes, and you don't even have to change your code.
Nice.
Everything's hunky-dory. So
I have run into cases with apps that I've been dealing with where all we actually need to do is recompile it. As soon as we ran the recompile in the OS, it worked.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And like, how nice is that? You just saved yourself probably 2, 3, 4 days of your life.
It's awesome, yeah.
Right?
And especially when you talk about Android and the diversity there. Both Xamarin and I think Cordova do a good job of just soaking up the variations in devices.
Yeah.
You could make yourself crazy.
I've seen slide decks. Actually, I think James Montemagno's got a great one of these slides. Where it's just like all these tiny, almost like pixel-sized little things, and then you zoom in a little bit and you realize that those are all the different sizes and types of devices that are out there. And seeing that complexity sort of manifested as an infographic, it just makes you realize how much effort has to go into normalizing it and hiding all that complexity
for
developers
in
these platforms.
Very challenging.
Cool stuff.
So do you actually have a favorite? Like, why would you pick Cordova versus Xamarin?
I have a favorite? Well, I mean, that is kind of the, like, you know.
Pick a child.
Pick a child. Yeah, I don't want to pick a child. But the truth is, like, for me, I have a 15-plus year career as a JavaScript developer.
Right.
And so that does feel kind of like a warm blanket for me.
Yeah, that's your friendly place.
Yeah, it's my friendly place.
And you've tackled the React approach to it, which I think is like the most component-y feeling HTML
that
I've
is,
ever done.
So that right now, like my new crush is the React Native side of things, right? That's where I'm spending at least a lot of my time learning and experimenting, because that's where, at least in the JavaScript space, where a lot of the innovation is happening.
Nice.
And the fact that it gives me kind of, I mean, let's face it. If you're building a Cordova app, whether it is actually a problem or not, I've always, any developer that I talk to is like, yeah, but isn't it a little slow? Don't you have performance problems? And I tell them, you know, 98% of the time, no. I'm actually able to overcome that because, you know, the DOM's gotten faster.
Yep.
We've gotten more intelligent about how we build out our frameworks.
Phone's got more horsepower. The browsers are smarter. Like, it's all better. Yeah. It's
so, but you know what? With React Native, so, but since it actually does generate native UI, native animations, perception aside, like you, that whole objection completely melts away.
Interesting.
And I'm still able to continue working in JavaScript, or more specifically in kind of the React flavor of JavaScript.
Right.
And build out kind of native UI. And I can even take that and I can attach that React project. I don't have to build the entire project as a React Native application. I can start off as a native application.
Right.
I can bolt on a piece of it being React Native, or even a Xamarin application.
Sure.
Bolt on a piece of it that's React Native. And that allows me to kind of be choosy about which parts of my application I want to architect using JavaScript, and which parts I want to, like, you know, geek out and go the Swift route or the Java route or that kind of thing.
You have that option. So it doesn't have to make just one choice. You can play around with this.
Yeah.
It's a different way to code it, or you have some other skills available.
Yeah, you know? Other skills. I've got, you know, other team members that may feel more comfortable working in one piece of the code.
Absolutely.
I mean, it could be any number of reasons. It could be that I've got a legacy application that I ultimately want to phase out the kind of Objective-C or the Swift or the Java, but I don't want to make that commitment and do it all at once.
Yeah, and wait to the very end.
And so I can just kind of like, you know, just start growing that circle a little bigger, a little bigger, until the React Native piece ultimately kind of overtakes the whole thing.
Yeah, just so, I love that. I hate the big bang delivery.
Yeah.
I'd rather, you know, almost that sense of continuous integration. It's a new version with a new feature and a little more code replace, a little more code replace. And eventually the old features go away and that takes the old code with it.
It's a lot like the way for, if you're working with a kind of a JavaScript application and you want to kind of incrementally update your JavaScript to take advantage of types with TypeScript, same kind of thing. You can just start mixing and matching a little bit, use a little bit more TypeScript, a little bit more, until you've got to a place where you're satisfied that either you've got the coverage that you want, or the pieces that are being kind of modified frequently are updated using that type
system.
That
makes a ton of sense.
Yeah.
So these are the sessions you're doing at Dev Intersection?
Oh my gosh, we just talked about like so many different subjects. I can't do all of that at Dev Intersection.
But I know we've got a Cordova talk with you.
Yeah, so we got three sessions that I'm going to be doing at Dev Intersection this year. I'm going to be doing a talk about Cordova, Ionic framework, and specifically addressing the needs. You were talking about kind of some of those line of business developers who are just like, you know, they're trying to get out a good quality application while really kind of containing or constraining their maintenance costs and their dev costs.
Because it's not a revenue generator per se, right?
Yep.
It's just another way for the customer to connect there. So how do we keep that under control?
Yeah, and so this talk is specifically about that. Well, at the same time, I think a big piece of this, I want to address the needs of business applications where security is a primary concern, right?
Okay.
And so we're going to be talking about kind of data on the device, data over the wire, sort of authenticating at the time where, like, at the point of access.
Yep.
We'll also be talking about strategies that you can use, like, basically anywhere to like wipe out data if you know that the device has gotten into the wrong hands, right? You could have an employee. They've got a, they're using their kind of bring their own device.
Yep.
They, I don't know, they go to a bar, have a drink, forget it on the bar stool.
Yeah.
And you as a systems administrator need to make sure that that sensitive data is not accessible.
Just wiped.
Wiped,
Love
right?
It.
So we'll talk about all those kinds of different strategies that you can apply to lock down your application in the context of a Cordova or Ionic framework app.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that's number one. Number one. All right. Number two, we're going to be talking about React Native. This will be just kind of a talk that's specifically about building out React Native apps, what some of the strategies are, how they differ from maybe building your typical JavaScript application.
Right.
And kind of what are some of the things that you can specifically take advantage of because it's a JavaScript application in terms of dynamically updating your app in production, right? And so that one, like I said, this is This is cutting edge technology. This nice. Is where I think the future of JavaScript on mobile devices is going.
I love it.
And so this will be both a look at what you can do today and in the not so distant future.
Cool. Yeah. Number three.
Number three, the coup de grace of them all, right? So this guy is going to be about continuous integration, uh-huh. continuous monitoring, continuous learning, right? Mm-hmm. DevOps workflows. Specifically for mobile applications.
Right, so taking real-time feedback from the devices as people are using your app.
Yeah.
I love it.
And like automating, you know, all of the kind of the crappy tasks that you mm-hmm. normally have to do as a developer that take time out of your day in terms of, you know, running tests, test automation, mm-hmm. Making sure that the build passes, and then distributing that to your beta testers,
right?
There's a lot of that stuff that just takes time away from you doing at least what I love, which mm-hmm. is coding.
Right.
And so how can you automate all those tasks so that you get to publish more frequently? Mm-hmm. When you publish, you get more feedback so that you can make better decisions about what you're doing. And we're going to do all of this through the lens of both Xamarin and React Native.
Nice.
Now, you may know this already, mm-hmm. but maybe not everyone here does, right? So over the course of the last 2+ years, Microsoft has either acquired or built in-house some of the most popular and fastest growing DevOps services that are out there.
Sure.
So I'm thinking of things here like Hockey App,
yep.
Xamarin Test Cloud, mm-hmm. right? Azure Mobile Engagement,
yep.
Azure Mobile App Services, CodePush for Cordova and React Native. There's all told probably 7 or 8 of these that we are combining and integrating into a brand new service that will be the next evolution of all of these combined.
Awesome.
And this is called Mobile Center. And so we're going to talk a little bit about how you can leverage kind of the next version of all these legacy services, mix them all together, make them better like peanut butter and chocolate, and hopefully like do more faster, better.
It sounds like a great time to get into mobile development. Like if you've been struggling with how am I going to do this, these are the tools you want.
This, like, we're to a place, we're now what? How many years are we into mobile development? 2009, we're on 8 years or so into mobile development. But this is no longer a space in technology which is, you know, in the slightest bit immature.
No. This, and the majority of our consumers, this is how they consume their internet, this is how they want to communicate with your company.
Yeah. That little bouncing baby's grown up, gone to college, and now it's got its first full-time corporate job, right? So this is what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about like making use of all the optimizations, all of the kind of ironed out wrinkles, everything's gone away, and now we're kind of starting to look at how we can really focus on creating great things, getting them out fast, quickly, experimenting, and not having to kind of worry about, I don't know, a lot of the inner kind of mechanics or the close to the metal stuff that, that developers who maybe have more patience than I have
but
had to
you
work
don't
with
want to spend your time tweaking, tuning. You want to try those features on your customers, get them out to all the devices so you know you're getting value.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Hey, Ryan, so much fun to talk to you. I can't wait to see these sessions of
the
show.
Hey, buddy, you're going to love it. I hope to see you there, man.
I'll be there. And if you'd like to learn more about mobile development from Ryan and from James Montemagno, go on to Dev Intersection. That's May 21st to 24th in Orlando at the Swan Hotel. Go to devintersection.com to register. And if you sign up for a workshop package and the show, we'll hook you up with an Xbox One S.
Yeah, bring your bathing suit.
Definitely. We're going to see Mickey. Go up to Dev Intersection.